Vermont is trying something new this maple syrup season. No longer are they using the old labels of grade A and B and so forth. They've been replaced by a new system that makes maple syrup sound more like a fine wine or a fancy coffee. Melody Baudette finds out how the new grades are going over.
At Green's Sugar House in Poultney, visitors are gathered around four squeezed bottles of syrup, sampling the new grades. The new labels give both the color, golden, amber, or dark, and a flavor description, delicate, rich, robust, and strong. Gone is the former system with names like Fancy, Grade A Dark Amber, and Grade B. But even some Vermonters are confused by the change.
I like the old grading system much better.
Tianne McRae takes a spoonful of the lightest colored syrup.
I don't know, more of a Fancy. That's the name I'm used to it for it.
This year, the same syrup is called Golden Delicate. But what does it taste like? Diane Bargile and Jennifer Wagner try to answer.
Delicate?
No.
What would you call it?
Slight.
Yeah. With a name like Dark Robust, I would expect a lot of maple flavor, you know, strong maple flavor.
And kind of like a coffee.
That's the kind of association sugar makers like Pam Green are hoping customers will make. Green has been sugaring in this valley for about 40 years. She thinks the flavor descriptions will help sell syrup to people who aren't used to buying real maple products.
Not very many people have a chance to come to a sugar house and to sample different grades and have somebody explain to them about the differences. You know, they're standing in front of a supermarket shelf and they're wondering if they're really going to like what's in that jug.
Yeah, because when I would see grade C, I was made it equated with...
Green takes a break from running the evaporator. That's the machine that boils the sap down to syrup to explain the process and the new grades to visitors. Green says syrup novices sometimes bought Fancy, thinking it was the highest quality syrup, but were disappointed after tasting it.
But if you got that and you thought, wow, this is their best syrup, you know, it doesn't have much flavor, I guess I don't like maple syrup.
Still, change can be hard for some.
They should have left it alone, but they didn't.
But for others, like Leanne Brown, names matter less than flavor and quality.
I love them. I think I tried each one about 5 times, and I can't figure out which one I like best. So I think we're going to have to go with one of each.
Sugar makers hope the new grades will be adopted by other states, so buyers can be sure to get their favorite syrup, no matter what state it's from. But for now, Vermont is still alone. And it's unclear if Canada, which makes most of the world's syrup, will make the change. For NPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.
This is NPR News.